The Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share our daily reflection. Your Grace.
Today, the 14th of March 2022, is Monday of the second week of Lent. We reflect together today on the theme, Be compassionate as your Father is compassionate. In the passage from Daniel chapter 9 verse 4 to 10 that we read today, we hear the prophet Daniel acknowledging the sins and the sinfulness of the people of Judah and Israel without any effort to mitigate their guilt. They had refused to listen to the Lord their God. They had disobeyed his commandments and refused to listen to the prophets sent to them. In all that, God had shown his greatness by showing them mercy and compassion. God had been so consistent in dealing with the people with mercy and compassion for no other reason than his love and friendship. His love and friendship was genuine and without limits. My dear friends, we too must strive to enter into genuine friendship with God. That is the only way by which we can deal effectively with sin in our lives. It is genuine friendship with God that is able to make us dread sin and fear offending him and his goodness. Today, we are being encouraged to look at sin, sorrow, and pardon that we receive from God in the light of a covenant relationship with a merciful God, a relationship that is based on a deep friendship, a friendship that makes us shudder and afraid of offending God, not to talk of taking his mercy for granted, but not doing enough to overcome sin and sinfulness. My brothers, my sisters, we must acknowledge our sins without seeking to excuse ourselves. We must be sorry for them and seek God's forgiveness, knowing very well that our sins hurt our relationship with God and our neighbors. When we seek forgiveness because of the covenant relationship with God, we do so not only with trust and confidence that we shall receive it, but also with the desire and strong decision not to sin again, avoid offending him, and breaking our relationship with him. This is the depth of relationship with God that we must strive to achieve as we continue our Lenten journey this year. Of course, there is no limit to the forgiveness that God is ready to give. If we acknowledge our sins and ask for forgiveness, with a firm purpose to amend our ways as we receive the sacrament of penance during this season. However, we must pay attention to the caveat that Jesus gives in the gospel passage from Luke chapter 6, verse 36 to 38 that we read today. He says, "Be compassionate as your Father is compassionate. Grant pardon and you will be pardoned." Yes, our Father is full of mercy and compassion, ready to forgive us, no matter what our sins may have been. But he asks that we must imitate him by being merciful and compassionate to others. But we must ask ourselves how many times we pass those opportunities by because of hurts that we have not yet overcome, hurts that we still allow to affect our behavior towards others. The Lord calls us to try and overcome this sort of shortfall in our lives by beginning to look at things from God's perspective. The perspective of love instead of hatred, of generosity instead of calculated charity. Let us use God's message for us today as our opportunity to become compassionate and merciful as our Heavenly Father and to grant pardon to those who may have wronged us. That is the way by which we shall ensure that the door of God's mercy will not be closed against us. And so I bless you today as you go about your tasks in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins.